Social Security Administration publication. If you work for a nonprofit organization, 2025, publication number 05-10027, January 2025, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. A nonprofit organization provides a service to the public and does not profit from their business. Nonprofit organizations may include religious, educational, or charitable organizations and may not be required to pay federal taxes. However, if you are an employee of a nonprofit organization, you must pay Social Security taxes on your earnings of $108.28 or more. Social Security and Medicare taxes. Currently, you and your employer each pay a 6.2% Social Security tax on up to $176,100 of your earnings and a 1.45% Medicare tax on all your earnings. If you are a self-employed nonprofit worker, you pay the combined employee and employer amount. This includes a 12.4% Social Security tax on earnings of $108.28 up to $176,100 of your net earnings and a 2.9% Medicare tax on your entire net earnings. If you earn more than $200,000 or $250,000 for married couples filing jointly, you must pay 0.9% more in Medicare taxes. If you work for a nonprofit organization, some nonprofit organizations do not participate in the Social Security program. When an organization does not participate, it does not withhold Social Security or Medicare taxes from your wages. Also, it does not pay the matching share of those taxes like other employers. If you work for an organization that does not participate in our program, you must pay Social Security and Medicare taxes if your earnings are more than $108.28 per year. In effect, you are treated similarly to people who are self-employed. The self-employment tax rate is 15.3%, although there are special tax credits you can take when you file your tax return. For more information about Social Security self-employment taxes, read If You Are Self-Employed, publication number 05-10022. Credits needed to be eligible for benefits. In 2025, you receive one credit for each $1,810 of earnings up to the maximum of four credits per year. The number of credits you need to be eligible for Social Security benefits depends on your age and the type of benefits for which you are eligible. No one needs more than 40 credits, which usually require about 10 years of work to earn. Retirement benefits. To be eligible for Social Security retirement benefits, people born in 1929 or later need to have 40 credits. Disability benefits. The number of credits you need to be eligible for disability benefits depends on your age and when your disability began. For more information, read Disability Benefits, publication number 05-10029. Survivor's benefits. Survivor's benefits may be payable to your surviving spouse and children. The number of credits needed depends on your age at the time of your death. As few as 6 credits are needed to pay benefits to the survivors of a worker age 28 or younger. For more information about these benefits, read Survivor's Benefits, publication number 05-10084. You can work and receive retirement benefits. If you decide to apply for benefits before your full retirement age, you can work and still get some Social Security benefits. There are limits on how much you can earn, with some or all of your retirement benefits being reduced during the time you are working. For more information, read How Your Work Affects Your Benefits, publication number 05-10069. Contacting us. There are several ways to contact us, such as online, by phone, and in person, by appointment. We're here to answer your questions and to serve you. For nearly 90 years, we have helped secure today and tomorrow by providing benefits and financial protection for millions of people throughout their life's journey. Visit our website. The most convenient way to conduct business with us is online at www.ssa.gov. You can accomplish a lot. Apply for extra help with Medicare prescription drug plan costs. Apply for most types of benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Find copies of our publications. Get answers to frequently asked questions. When you create a personal My Social Security account, you can do even more. Review your Social Security statement. Verify your earnings. Get estimates of future benefits. Print a benefit verification letter. Change your direct deposit information, Social Security beneficiaries only. Get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S. If you live outside the United States, visit www.ssa.gov/foreign to access our online services. Call us. If you cannot use our online services, we can help you by phone when you call our national toll-free 800 number. We can also make a video, phone, or in-person appointment for you if needed. We provide free interpreter services upon request. You can call us at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778 if you're deaf or hard of hearing between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month. We also offer many automated phone services available 24 hours a day, so you may not need to speak with a representative. If you have documents we need, they must be original or copies that are certified by the issuing agency.